Today is a solstice. The winter solstice in the northern hemisphere. The summer solstice in the southern hemisphere. For the entire planet, and for us, who live on this planet, this is a moment of pause. Whether we have the shortest day of the year or the longest day of the year, things are suspended, on hold, and for a moment we can witness the stillness. This year's winter solstice for us in the northern hemisphere is extremely important. And many people around the planet are gathering today, and we want to join them and together create a network of light and stillness to witness that transformation and the dawn of a new order. What we call the winter solstice is when the sun enters the sign of Capricorn. And today, it happened this morning, around 10 o'clock GMT time. And after the rather complex, confused, agitated energies we had as we were preparing for that important portal, we find ourselves bathing in a very quiet and still quality. We had a flavor of it in the past week already, something extremely uplifting of the purest matter we could possibly perceive. And now we are bathing in it. There's something extremely calming. It was present, but now it becomes really obvious. And not only is it obvious, it is also pervasive. It is everywhere. It is everywhere within and around us, and we can be it by absorbing it gradually. At the moment of the solstice, every year, we are upgrading to a new level of our personal and collective evolution. And we keep moving on an ascending spiral, taking a step every year. But this year is an extremely important passage. At the time, the sun was entering Capricorn this morning. We had two other important celestial bodies we know very well, Jupiter and Saturn, entering the first degree of Aquarius. Those two planets, Jupiter and Saturn, are the most massive bodies in our solar system. They are very well known. And you could perhaps even see them at sunset tonight. So those two celestial bodies are jointly entering Aquarius whilst the sun is entering Capricorn together with Mercury. This ingress in Aquarius marks the end of times. One could say the end of one era. The end of one very long cycle of growth. But we could also say the end of time altogether, as Saturn entering the sign of Aquarius means that time gives way to space. Linear time as we have known it is no longer relevant at all. Can be very confusing, but that's how it is. What our experience is going to be now is spatial. In the now, when I am fully present, my space expands indefinitely. Every moment. This is an example of the transformation we are undergoing. This is one of the foundations of the new order. The end of time, the expansiveness of space. These are a few qualities of the planet Saturn. Now with Jupiter, we have another transformation occurring, which is that hierarchy dissolves. The pyramidal shape of our structures, collective structures, is transformed, reshapes, removes in various ever-changing horizontal, maybe not horizontal, but multidimensional synergic forms. So with this transformation of our patriarchal structures, we can finally set ourselves free from the bondage of karma. Time-bound law of repetition and eternal retribution, and the still dominant controlling forces will be dismantled and disappear rapidly. The conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn is not a rare thing. It happens pretty regularly. What makes it a very specific moment of change is that it happens on day of the solstice and on the first degree of Aquarius, marking the entrance in that new era we've been waiting for a long time. The foundation are laid now. It took a few decades to manifest those. So it didn't start yesterday. And it will take possibly another few decades to see the entire physical world in a new order. But you can feel right now. You can feel that this order is there. It is not a dream. It is not an ideal. It is true. It takes all sorts of shapes and can manifest in ever-ending and changing forms. But it is manifest right now. Even though the densest forms still hold the patterns of the old order. So this is a very precious time. Space, grounding time, the stillness we can experience is not a contrasting feeling with regard to the global chaos. This is the essence of that moment. The stillness of the reset. And there is more to it. The Sun entered Capricorn today together with Mercury. Mercury brings that amazing capacity to be still and aware. That is pivotal in the present situation. Our consciousness, our eternal consciousness, embodied to have that human experience right now, to be part of that journey. And now we are in the middle of it, we are on the portal, we are crossing the threshold, and we have this amazing capacity to be still and aware, fully aware. An intelligence of reality that we never had before. It is not conceptual. There's no understanding as such. We have an intelligence that is essential. And being so profound and undefined. Can settle and embrace the entire reality, the dense reality in the middle of its complex transformation, the subtle reality, the complexity of our mental, emotional reshaping, and simultaneously the eternal reality of our being. This is what the solstice brings for us, for every single one of us. The capacity to be still and open, to be aware and quiet, fearless. Why fear? There's no fear to be had in such a transformation we've been preparing for, upgrading year after year for a decade or two. There's no fear to be had about external changes. We have an extremely interesting witness of constant transformations and restructuration and reharmonization, which is our body. And the body is another important player in this game today. Our awakening is also the recognition, acknowledgement, and total surrender to our innate capacity to transform and rebirth. The body is a witness and an example of that. It keeps showing an amazing versatility in the way it processes experiences, in the way it transforms destructive forms, in the way it restores its inner balance, especially if it's left to itself, especially there is little or no interference. So a body that is presented with a challenge shows the capacity to face the challenge, go through the turmoil and restore its integrity. Our cells are talking about that. Our bodies are talking about that. If our bodies can do that, we can certainly do it as well. We individuals have the capacity to withstand any challenge and grow through it. What we experience as challenges are often only resistance to a natural transformation. What we experience as bliss is most of the time perfect synchronicity with reality. So tonight, in the darkest night of the year, we want to feel the brightness, the clarity, the light that we are shedding on reality by just being here the way we are. That innate, incredible intelligence of the whole, of processes, of details, and also insignificant and important things that we can have. That amazing talent we have to see, perceive, and embrace reality even though we don't understand it. Difficult to understand reality right now because there is a discrepancy between what is happening and what we can see. What we can see in the third dimensional is a slow transformation of the densest forms. At the same time, we can see, feel, perceive on a more subtle level that things are a lot more versatile and changing fast. And in our eternal consciousness, we know that nothing ever changes. All that is true. Simultaneously. So can we be those witnesses sitting on the portal of Capricorn, which is the onset of the astrological year, but also the beginning of the next cycle, and know that this is not just the next year beginning, but a huge new cycle. The golden age is back. The limiting, destructive, controlling forces are meant to disappear soon. Can you witness the presence of that higher consciousness? Can you perceive the presence of invisible beings supporting the entire process from the beginning? Can you feel the power of the elders of all ancient traditions, the guardians of the earth? Their presence and what they demonstrate eternally until their time is over because humanity has got the message. These beings have been paving the path of our evolution for eons, And tonight we are sitting together. On the portal of the new order, of the new golden age. Can you feel that our awakening results in the gradual dissolution, disintegration, dismantling of all distorted, biased patterns that are still present in our unconscious? Possibly in our conscious as well. Our awakening tonight means that our experience of life on earth is meant to be a different one. And what prevented us from having a paradisiac life is now going to disappear. Can you feel those solid foundations of the new order, the Aquarian age? The way it expresses freedom, the lightness, new kinds of everything, creativity, communication, society. Community, relationships, new kinds of being in a team, all the synergic, creative, ever-changing aspects of being together and co-creating that reality that we know already exists. What we don't know is exactly which ones of the billions of possibilities will be chosen. There are so many possibilities. No time. The space of unity, the space of oneness, the space of togetherness. No time. No set structures. Shapes that change and evolve constantly as needs occur and are being met. No set rules, because the fabric of life is love. So there's no need for rules, constraints, punishments. So the glimpses we have tonight of that reality are not a dream. They are not something belonging to a distant future we may not experience in this lifetime. is going to happen soon. Within a decade, maybe 2 decades. The completion of the transformation is a little slower because the material world has got that density and it not is not that mutable. It is mutable, but it takes what we call time. Processes are slower. But tonight we have the quality of unity consciousness made available for all. That's extraordinary quality that started being tangible in the past few days, that became so prevalent, dominant, is now everywhere. And in the meantime, it's only a few days since we started feeling it. It's become part of our life. So now we can live by that and experience it and enjoy it. For many years, we've been preparing and transforming. For many years, we've been birthing something huge. For many years, we have been overshadowed and protected by galactic beings. And now we are reconnecting with ourselves and with them all. Now we are reconnecting with the elders, guardians of the earth, whether visible or invisible to our eyes. Now we're sitting on that threshold, on a big portal of the winter solstice of 2020. If you measure what changes you have undergone since the beginning of this year, and you put this in the perspective of the past 2 decades, since the beginning of the millennium, and since you remember when things started changing back in the 80s, and you put all that together, you have an idea of the speeding up of that change and the exponential dimension of what is awaiting us now. So the coming year, 2021, will be the exponential upgrade of what we have been going through over the past 3 decades. Fast, really fast. Deep, profound, radical changes. For better. No fear. There's no need to fear. If you let yourself bathe in that quality that came down recently, you cannot possibly dwell in fear for more than a second. Thing that is more difficult is to just sit there and witness with that open intelligence that has got little or no understanding of things and processes. Because honestly, nothing makes much sense anymore. The intelligence we are talking about is that capacity and ability we have to be who we are and witness what there is, what we call reality, and embrace it for what it is, an experience, what we are going through right now is very down to earth. None of the big invisible planets that got discovered recently are main players right now. We have the Sun and Mercury. We have Jupiter and Saturn. We have Mars. These are the main players. The others are in the background. So there we are, witnessing that reality, and we are being made to remember the flavor of love, which is dominant in that sky at the time of the solstice tonight. So we can be the way we are, experience life as it is, and honor ourselves by loving ourselves, and as a result, loving all that is. And we can step into our true sovereignty, authority, by just being, who we are, and by letting our ever-changing bodies tell us what step comes next. Our authentic place of integrity is when we let ourselves be guided by higher self throughout the experience of life. In any circumstance. And we are so guided by higher beings that should we fail to connect with ourselves, we'd still be protected. But the key point here is to remain very grounded in that reality and not fall into the temptation of dissociation or just running away. What seems to be dense is actually extremely light when you stay in tune with them. Those archetypes, the powerful energies, the traditional planets I mentioned before, are so familiar, and they are now upgraded to the highest, most beautiful level they could hold. We are so upgraded and so prepared for being our fully accomplished self. But there's no need to run away into any other world. There's no need to doubt that things will happen now. So there is also this truly Aquarian presence, vibratory presence, that resonance, that frequency. It's high pitched. So down to earth, yes, but open to higher frequencies. Open. Expansive. Remember, time has given way to space. My moments of truth are when I am in my space and when my space is totally expanded. Then I experience bliss, fullness, perfection, accomplishment. This is what we want to witness tonight. This is what we want to stay with as we reconnect now, very consciously, with all the beings, human or not, who are attending this winter solstice or summer solstice, depending where we are. And holding hands, open hearts. We surround the planet Earth, the beloved planet Earth, with that vibration of love. And that vibration of love we take into our dreams tonight, we take into our days through the festive season into the next year. This is our most precious talent. This is our gift to ourselves, to humanity, and to the new golden age that is opening. Thank you.